Welcome to Incomplete Geeks, a gay geek podcast where we talk about all sorts of geeky things. Sometimes our knowledge is excellent, sometimes it's a little bit
incomplete.
That's John, I'm Nick, and we're going wider, girthier, faster, and talking about the Marvels.
No, that is not what I was going to say.
Wider, girthier.
But get higher for the faster, let's go wider, girthier, and faster.
You didn't use like... harder, longer.
See, that's better. I was stuck on the further, girther.
Girther? Oh, I girthier. See. I think you wanted to rhyme. Yeah, that makes sense. I would have been like harder, longer.
Harder, longer, faster.
Faster,
harder. All of it. Oh, harder, longer, faster. Can I do that again?
No. Good.
That's John. I'm Nick. We're going harder, longer, faster. I don't know. It's so insincere. It's so unbelievable that I would do any of those things. So.
I mean, we're not complete geeks.
I'm not really
this
working
is
on
progress.
It.
No, we're going to hear what I was going to do.
Go.
I was going to say, I am Beardy Marvel, and you can be Ginger Marvel. Because, you know, like Kamala Khan talks about, like, hey, Professor Marvel, Dr. Marvel, because she's Ms. Marvel.
Oh.
Now, see what would have gone over your head.
Yeah. That's a deep cut.
Mr. Dr. Marvel. Deep cut? No, it's more like an oblique reference to one thing in the film, but anyway. Yours is better. I'm glad you did.
Well, no, your version of mine is better. We should have... Why didn't we collaborate? Why didn't we plan it?
No, because we want to have the first reaction.
We'll get there. So yeah, we saw the Marvels, and we're going to talk about it.
We are going to talk about it. And we've been really good about not talking about it at all since we've both seen it. Like, we haven't talked about it.
No.
Aside from, like...
the post credit. I forget because I talked to my brother as well and I forget which one.
No.
I mentioned. Nope, we haven't talked about anything.
We haven't. Okay. Basically, you saw it first.
I did.
And then all I said was
opening
you,
night.
Was you loved it.
Loved it.
Sorry, I have a spoiler alert. You loved it.
Spoiler, 3, 2, 1. I loved it.
And then I watched it and I said it was great.
Yeah.
And then we mentioned the post credit scene because that was the most interesting thing that happened in the movie.
It was not.
I was just joking. So yeah, let's talk about the Marvels. Should we. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Let's do as much as we can non-spoilery first, so that way we can sort of say that we're talking non-spoilery stuff.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, that's also going to talk about a lot of the surrounding things with the movie, because it's not...
You mean like what other people are saying about
it? Yeah, and it's also... Okay. And the fact that it's not performing well.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's not performing well has nothing to do with how good the movie is.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a load of factors which we can talk about as well, but...
So...
Let's...
Yeah, I don't know if I want to start with that, though.
But then that's a non-spoiler thing that we talk about.
Exactly. So now I'm doubting myself already. Maybe we should just say fucking spoilers from the get-go.
What can we talk about that's not spoilery? It's a film.
I'm trying to get people to like
it's
listen
a film.
To the podcast.
It is funny. Okay, so why you should go and watch the Marvels if you haven't... Well, basically, it's not performing great. Things are difficult. But if you think, maybe I should go and watch it, you really fucking should.
You should. It's
you
fun.
You really fucking should. It is not Ant-Man Quantumania. That pile of dog turd made me not want to do this fucking show anymore. The Marvels is lovely, fun...
Huge.
Stupid and great characters, and the CGI budget's obviously better now, or they're not working the artists to the bone. It's just, it is a good action superhero movie.
Yeah, it's solid.
I don't know what other people who hate it want from it.
Well, I'll get into that for sure, but I can't do that without spoiling it.
Okay.
Well, what I can say...
That's kind of all I can say.
Kind of a teaser to what I'm about. I won't get into much details, but I really liked it. I thought the characters were great.
Oh.
I thought there were bits, there were parts, like scenes that were sort of like fun and like, that works, you know, kind of thing.
True.
I don't really think the conflict resolution was very good, and I didn't really much like the villain.
I will say.
But that's all I'll say about.
Yeah, the Marvel villain's stakes. I didn't really care about the villain.
That's the stakes are an important thing.
Didn't really feel the stakes.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't feel like they should have been bigger. They should have been bigger than it was.
True.
But I think the character herself, maybe the actor, I'm not sure, but it just wasn't threatening. It wasn't the evilness wasn't there. But it was a hard line to cross because of things we won't get into at the moment because of.
I don't think reasons. They can ever like the only good villains they've done is Thanos and Loki.
Yeah, I think that people always talk about Thanos and Loki. Yeah.
Because they had like 17 fucking films to build up these characters.
Yeah.
It's really hard to, it's like, here's a villain. Oh my god, I believe everything, all your motivations. I've never seen you before.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're actually going to kill this hero who's worth billions and billions of dollars. Oh no, you're not.
No.
And we won.
Yeah.
It's never going to.
You've been foiled.
Guardians 1, did you really think...
Who was it? Oh yeah.
It's her predecessor. Who had the hammer? What's his name? Ronan, the accuser. Ronan, yes. Did you really think he was going to win? No. Well, you don't.
But I mean,
did you care about him? No. Were there stakes?
Okay, let's compare to Ronan. No. Yeah, there are definitely stakes for that planet, at least, which is what the whole point was, and that was done very well in that
well,
film.
Well, the Skrulls lost their planet. Oh, spoiler. Anyway, so... Anyway,
but
before we nitpick, anything else positive you'd like to say? That's not spoilery.
I mean, anything else positive? Yeah, I mean, I thought it was...
Before we do spoilers, because let's go into it otherwise.
I mean...
Otherwise, we're done. 7:43. Easy.
People I know... Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Get in touch with us.
People say that Iman Vellani stole the show as Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think they were all great.
I'm such a Carol Danvers fan.
Yeah.
And I love Brie Larson. I think she's brilliant at it. So... She's the one I was excited to see.
Yes.
She was the one I was excited to see fighting, having her emotional thing and having her banter with the other people.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting to me, but you can't deny that Ms. Marvel and her family were fucking adorable.
They were adorable.
And it worked. And a lot of the times when they try and introduce a funny, goofy element into an already overpacked film...
Mm-hmm.
It feels forced and stupid, like in The Eternals when they had his Bollywood sidekick. Like, he was cute and funny, but it felt like, oh my god, shut up. There's 10 of these people already, and now there's a guy with a video camera. So, it didn't feel like that.
Yeah, I didn't mind that, though. I don't think that was done...
Yeah, but you can see it was a little bit rushed, whereas this, because we'd had the TV show, we knew her
mm-hmm.
parents,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't... try and steal the show. It was just, you know, like, this is a teenage hero. Her parents are obviously going to be worried about her.
Yeah,
and it was a very nice little thing and silly jokes. It was...
Oh my god, hold on for a second, because you're like... I'm trying to make mental notes in my head about how I want to respond to certain things you're saying, but there's too many now. Basically, like...
Just go into spoilers. Just talk about the...
No. I want to talk about comparison to things that we have already seen. So like we have like Eternals, that one guy with the video camera. Like he wasn't. Yeah, I never felt like he was in the way. He had a very distinct function. Like he was the man with the video camera who was loyal to Klingo. Was that right? Not Klingo. I keep trying to say Klingo. Don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
And his loyalty is kind of his purpose for there, and he does it very well. And that's it. He doesn't do anything else other than that.
Sure, sure.
And then there's a moment where he's like, he could go back home, but he doesn't, and that's the payoff for his.
But he was also, like, the 14th new character they had to introduce in that film, so felt a bit an overstuffed cast
kind
of thing.
But he's not the same kind of character as, like,
Wait, this is not an Eternals episode, John. Why are you fighting me on this?
No!
My point was...
What's his name?
I don't know.
Exactly. He's forgettable. He's not one of the same characters. Whereas people like Kamala Khan's family...
What was her mum's name?
Darlene? Something like that.
Darlene!
I don't remember. You should put it on the spot.
Roseanne.
Her mom's name is Mrs. Khan. That's what her name is.
My point was, I liked that kind of character, but when it was in things like The Eternals, at that point, we'd had centuries of this. We'd had, oh, there's a romance thing. Oh, there's a bus thing. They had this sort of stuff. It felt like, and here's some fun stuff. It didn't feel organic. Whereas this is... That's where the character is, and it was a very organic, fun niceness to it.
Do you think that you need to have seen the TV show to get that?
No, not at all.
But if you haven't seen the Ms. Marvel TV show with Kamala Khan...
You can see she's a teenager. You can see her family. Yeah. And that's kind of it.
But they're not new characters if you haven't seen it. I mean, they are new characters if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. But it's... There's not also 13, like 10 Eternals, okay, and Kit Harington and all this other stuff that they had to introduce as well.
Fair.
It was a natural setting for one of three leads.
Okay.
Three and a half.
I really agree with what you said before about Brie Larson as well, because I loved her in this film. I think whatever happened to her that made her hate being this role, like, I feel really bad
for
her.
The fans!
Yeah.
The Marvel men are horrible creatures.
Is that all it was? Because I've heard of that. If that's all it was, fucking hell. Like, she's great. I love her. I like what she does. I wanted more of that emotional vulnerability in the character.
See, a lot of people say that. It's like, I don't need that. I don't need that from Captain fucking Marvel. She doesn't need to be an emotional thing. I get plenty of that from Wanda. Like, not everybody needs to be an emotional thing. She's...
Not in the same way, but...
No, but, like, everyone's like, oh, she's, like, so stoic and, like, oh, she's so serious. Like, yeah, she's a fucking Air Force captain and the most powerful person in the universe.
That doesn't mean you can be vulnerable.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to be.
But it's more interesting vulnerable. If she is.
I don't think it always is.
Okay.
If it's always, like, they're a badass, serious character, it's like, I don't need to see you...
Yeah.
Crumble emotionally or like, oh, that sort of stuff.
I'm trying to think of a comparison that's not a man.
Point. Well, first of all, there's very few women characters that are allowed to have any kind of screen time. So
yeah,
there's Black Widow and Wanda and her and Okoye. I love Okoye.
But even, like a character like Okoye, she's very tough exterior and very sort of duty bound, and then the moment where she gets demoted because she's lost Shuri,
yeah,
that's a really heartbreaking scene because you know, because you're with her, because you know she's trying to be so strong, and she's taken down because she's been made vulnerable in that moment. Yeah,
but Carol does that too.
I know, and I wanted more of it.
Oh, I don't need more of it.
But like,
there's only
a few moments where not.
That's, I mean, of course, if you want more of it, that's fine. And I know a lot of people wanted more of that. They wanted a longer bit here. They wanted longer with these people things. That's true. Everybody's going to want extra bits. My thing is, I don't think you have to. Like, if Okoye was emotional all the time, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
No, yeah.
So I like that kind of character.
An emotional journey.
And I like when she was, like, awkward and weird with the kids. And she's like, oh, but then warmed up. Like, I like it.
That was good.
I like that kind of thing.
Shall we talk about spoilers then?
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about spoilers.
I can't remember what happened. No, I remember. I remember very well.
We do have a spoilers little intro clip.
I think. Do we?
Yeah. It's
we'll roll the clip. Spoilers. We'd better have one, otherwise that's going to be a really awkward silence.
I'm pretty sure. Because you're going to leave it as awkward silence.
So, where do you want to start?
At the beginning. I don't know. Where do we want to start? On a good note? You want to start on a good note? Or?
I'd like to start on as many good notes as possible, because it's very easy to talk about the things that we wanted more of or that we critiqued and gloss over all the stuff we like, which is what we've done in lots of films and things in the past, and I'm very conscious I'm a very negative person. So!
Let's talk about how much...
I loved Bree's hairstyle.
Oh, I did too!
I loved the half braid. Yeah. I want to get one myself. It was very cool, and she looked awesome. I loved her costume. I loved her new costume. I loved her princess outfit.
Yes, I did too.
I loved the whole look of it. She was great. I love her.
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, it looked really good. I remember thinking, like, oh, that's really cute kind of hairstyle. And then I just kept watching it, you know. Yeah,
I was, because I was like, oh, can I do a...
Because your hair's longer.
Does anyone get a side plait on there?
Good?
Yeah.
Are you done with that one?
Yeah, that's it.
I loved the musical planet.
Yeah.
I fucking loved it.
When it... singing, it wasn't... Yes.
Singing and dancing. I was a fan. I was just like, this is silly, but also not like, not obnoxiously silly. It's like, it's just a fun side planet, you know? Like,
at that point, you were kind of at the stages like, okay. They communicate through singing and dancing. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
they can't understand you if you just speak without singing.
Oh, he's bilingual. Exactly. It wasn't trying to be, I don't know what the equivalent would be, like some military planet where everyone's blue and miserable. I don't know. Yeah. They were just trying to be like, what alien cool thing that we could do that's fun and pretty?
I mean, it's not, I'll tell you what's obnoxious in the same direction as that planet was the Christmas special on Nowhere.
Like, oh.
Bless you, James Gunn. That Christmas special
that was
with
so
all those weird ass aliens who were just doing. I felt like I was watching Star Trek. All those random aliens. They're just humans with different prosthetics on their faces.
That Christmas one was terrible.
Yeah, so that was the same thing, but in that was too far. This was right. This was just right. Marvel's what they did.
That was great.
And I'm just a bit sad they didn't have like a fighting style that incorporated their singing.
True. Yeah, I think he's also, I don't know who he is, but he's a super famous Korean actor, right?
That's what I heard.
He looked great. And he is very popular. It's a shame that there wasn't more opportunity to use him more. But having said that, I loved the fact that this is the shortest MCU movie. Oh,
okay.
I loved it because, as you know, I have a very small bladder and I panic and I always have to go halfway through the film and pee.
Yes,
I sat comfortably from start to mid-credits without having to worry about it. And the pacing was quick and it didn't take 40 minutes in the middle to contemplate their existence. They're like, nope, we know who these characters are. Let's fucking go. I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Okay, I'll leave that with you. I don't really have... You know what?
I'm so sick of 3-hour fucking movies. I don't need a 3-hour movie. It doesn't make it better just because you make it an hour and a half longer.
Yes, fair enough. I think that said, I think it could
Across the Spider-Verse, that was a hard watch. Gorgeous.
That was a long time.
Gorgeous, but my God, I was overstimulated and struggling at the end of that.
Yeah, see, there were moments in that film that could have been shortened. I feel like in the Marvels, there were moments that could have been a bit lengthened.
Yeah, yeah, true, but hey-ho.
Hey-ho.
You'll get one wrong, one the other.
Yeah. So. I liked the concept of what the villain was trying to do, because, like, she's trying to save her planet.
Yeah, I think it made sense. Didn't make sense. Yeah, it did. She wants to reinvigorate. What doesn't make sense is why the sun doesn't.
Yeah,
work.
I was gonna say what doesn't make sense is the fucking science behind it. But again,
who cares? They could do another episode where they talk about how they mined the sun for nuclear weapons and tried to blow up another planet. There we go.
Yeah, fine.
There you go. Could have done that. There you go. It's fixed. That's what it is. We just wanted the thing where she could dive into the sun and reignite it because that was fucking cool.
It was a bit too easy. It was cool, but it was like, oh, that's all she had to do. She could have just done that the whole time.
Yeah, but she doubted herself.
Guilt or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, the sun is... Suns are massive, and she couldn't have... Anyway, science.
But she also flew across the universe faster than the speed of light.
So what the fuck is wrong with me?
just let these things be true in the fake universe
that they exist in. What else did we like about it?
The three women leads. Actually, Samuel Jackson was fucking great. I forgot he was in Secret Invasion just before this.
Yeah.
That's a completely different person. I don't know who that Secret Invasion Samuel Jackson Nick Fury is, because that was not who was in this film. Who was sarcastic, adorable, dad figure, brilliant. He was perfect in this. It's always a fear with him because he's so cool that he will overshadow everyone.
Because
he's such a big, larger than life character.
A big presence.
Yeah.
He takes the back seat in this film. He does it very well.
So well. I love it. Because he has a connection with, obviously with Carol, but with Monica well.
I think that
works really lovely. And I love the bit where he's talking to one of them and then Carol's like, is that Monica? It's like, I'm not ready to talk to her. And it's so sweet. And it's like, because we've all been waiting. It's like, why aren't you talking to each other?
Yeah.
But yes, the three women, Tiana, Iman, and Brie. I loved them. They were great. We knew them beforehand anyway, so we didn't... That was a help for once in the life. Disney Plus does something right. We didn't have to be introduced to these characters the first time. We'd already seen them in TV shows, so we were ready. We knew what their characters were. Off they go. Go! do cool shit, have superpowers.
Yeah.
And have basically a cosmic slumber party. Fucking loved it. It was just, I watched the whole movie with a big ass stupid grin on my face, which has not been the case.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, I think since God knows, since God knows when.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, this, it's not just like this joyous fun.
I just, that's what I wanted. I didn't want an introspective.
Probably last time.
Endgame?
I suppose, yeah, Endgame was after that as well. Cause
when... Far From Home. I didn't, no, No Way Home. I didn't smile the whole way through, but. More like, kind of thing. Yes, wonderful, wonderful films, but it's been a lot of misses.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. I'm having a lovely time. Are you having a lovely time? I'm having a lovely time watching this. Oh look, she punched someone. I love it.
I really liked how, because I'm a stickler for superpowers, like how they work and everything. I liked what they did with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the attention to detail they had to say, okay, when this happens, then because basically the concept is they swap places whenever they use their powers at the same time, so they're not always doing a three-way swap, you know. Sometimes, so they planned that really, really well, and it made sense that they're able to sort of, once they realize that they're a team, the three of them, then they can sort of use it consciously. They purposefully do it, and they know when to switch. They know when to use the powers and when not to. Da da da. And even before that, the whole sort of craziness, the chaos of them swapping in and out of the Khan household.
Yeah.
Great. I thought it was great. And the confusion that they all had, and they're slowly trying to figure out what's happening, because we know what's happening.
Yeah.
It was really good. And the frustration they have when they teleport again, they're like, oh gosh, okay, here I am now.
And then the worry that they're both there, but that means that Ms. Marvel is on a alien ship by herself, and that sort of stuff.
Or so falling through the air in space, not burning up like a missile. a meteor. Like, what was she just. Because
she
space?
Swapped with.
Carol at the time. That's when Carol and Monica were suddenly face to face.
Yeah. So Carol must have.
She was like on her way to Earth, apparently. And then. And then actually, you know, it was
anyway.
Kamala falling through the sky. Anyway, nitpicks.
Baddie.
Wait, one other thing I really like, actually.
Tell me.
Is I like that they used the bangle.
Yes.
As, like, it was not a MacGuffin. So it was not just sort of like this thing that they had to go chase. There was a purpose to it. And there was like, okay, so this is the real, identity of these things. What are they called? Quantum bands?
I think she called them quantum bands.
Something
That's what the original Captain Marvel had.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's been the kind of connection to it the whole
time. So there was a reason for it, not just a sort of, here's the thing you have to go after kind of object. And I was like, okay, good. I'm with you on that one. This is the story. And they tied it into, like, it's Nani's, the way that Kamala explains to her mom, I have to stay here because we found Nani? She called her Nani, I think. Nani's other bracelet, and someone's using it to cause harm, and then that is exactly what her mom needed to hear. She's
yeah,
okay.
Because she was there when the dramas happened the first
exactly.
time.
Yeah. Okay.
What else do I remember when the Flurkin scene came on, and I was fucking pissing myself laughing, but I do remember thinking, it's like, the fucking incels are going to hate this.
Yeah.
They are going to hate this. They're going to be like, it's so stupid. And this song from Cats. I was like, yeah, from Cats. Because it's the kittens running around eating people. I loved it. I fucking loved it.
Okay, let's talk about the Flurkins. I thought I loved them as well. I didn't get the Cats reference because I've never heard that song.
That's the only... I'm not a musical... I hate musicals, but I knew Memories is... Because I think Family Guy have made
Was
it
Memories?
Yeah.
I hate that musical.
I hate all of them, but I think I remember it from a Family Guy thing.
Okay, cute. I mean, I knew that they were gonna kittens were coming. I was a little bit spoiled.
I knew there would be more Flurkins. I didn't know they'd be kittens, and they'd be fucking cute.
Where did Goose find a boy Flurkin too?
You assume that that's how they reproduce. That's not necessarily the case.
I suppose.
And it could have been
so heteronormative,
or she could have been impregnated by whatever means years ago. And it takes ages for that to gestate.
Yeah, true.
She is an alien cat with tentacles.
Yeah, and
into an
void
interdimensional void in her stomach. So anything could happen.
Yeah, the kittens were super cute. I
loved it.
I liked how they handled the kittens, and they sort of, they were cute, they did this thing, and then they stopped it.
And we're done. Yeah.
Cute. I compared it to the goats from Love and Thunder.
I know, yeah. Which cracked me up.
Yeah.
But I believe some people think it went on too long. I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it, because I was expecting the film to be stupid and random and funny. True. And it was stupid and random and funny. I honestly don't know what people wanted from that film. Because,
I mean, I'm not going to talk about it.
We're not gonna segue onto that.
Like,
but again,
the Screaming Goats was like based on a specific meme about Taylor Swift's Screaming meme. Goat, you yeah. know. But this is just like, it's just cute cats, and there wasn't sort of a thing repeated hammered again and again. It was just a cute fucking...
It was cute. Yeah.
And the look on Carol's face, she's like, so we're literally herding cats. Okay, let's go, kitty.
Let's go. let's do it. Thought it was great. What else did I like? What were my favorite bits? I just love whenever, like, we get to see Captain Marvel actually fighting, because I loved her when she was in Endgame, but it was, what, 4 minutes?
Yeah, it was really short.
If that. Because, obviously, you can't have her, because she could beat everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her flying around. I loved her flying around with a cat on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I loved all of that. I loved the energy signature, all that kind of thing. I loved it when she restarted the sun. I was like, fuck yeah, this is great. Let's go. Let's fucking go. All good.
Yeah, good. What else? Can't think of anything else that we haven't talked about.
I liked Monica's powers. That was fun. And how she was learning how to use them. And she got better at them.
Yeah.
And I love it when a character can phase. That's really cool. How she like phase through and then punch behind.
Has she ever done that before?
Nope. But that is part of her power set.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
She's really fucking powerful in the comics. It's a bonkers power set. But
why didn't they come up with her name in the comics? Or if... Let me start that sentence again.
Yes.
Why didn't they Easter egg drop her comic book names in the film?
A fair point. I don't know why they didn't choose it. Because her first...
And also, what is it?
Her first name was Captain Marvel.
Oh, really?
That's why she...
Monica Rambeau was Captain Marvel.
Before Carol was. So right. That's why they put the two
before
together.
Before Carol was?
Yeah.
What was Carol before?
Ms. Marvel.
Oh, right. Yes.
For a long, long time. But I think she's Photon now.
Yeah.
And it's weird. They went through all these things because she was also Spectrum, which is one of the ones that Kamala suggested.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Which is an older one. I'm pretty sure she's Photon now still. Tell me in the comments below.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't say that, because that is the name, the call sign of her mum's jet.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Because I don't remember.
I don't know why she didn't just look at the photo and say,
Photon.
Oh, that's cute. Really
I expected nice. Her, I expected Kamala to go through all these options, like all these light-based things, like Spectrum. Did she say?
She said Spectrum. Yeah.
Trying to come up with the word, just say, how about Photon? And then for Monica to be like, that was my mom's name.
She could have seen the photo.
Like, yeah, works, yeah.
Or she could have said Photon. Yeah, Carol, that would have been a really cute moment. It's like, your mom's sign was Photon.
Which Monica did know.
Yeah, because she would have had a picture of her all the time. Anyway, small nitpick. She may mention it in the next one, but yes.
I couldn't remember if it was actually Spectrum or Photon, though. I just assumed that the mom was Photon.
Yeah, they didn't say.
Anyway, so...
What else? Fuck the Skrulls, they suck.
Her powers are great.
Huh?
Her powers are great.
So good. And she'll get better at using them. If she's in other projects, they'll also be able to write her using them in different ways.
True.
With so many fighty, lighty powers, they probably were like, let's just keep it to, should kind of do this and this.
Yeah. And also, if she's learning, then so are we.
Yeah, exactly.
Skrulls.
The Skrulls sucked. Fuck you for being miserable. It's not my fault this bitch showed up and killed everything.
Yeah.
Blaming me for stuff the Kree did. No, that's not the way it works. But whatever. Valkyrie.
The Kree also blamed her as well.
It was like, oh, you killed us all. It's like, no, you guys, you literally killed each other. I just turned off the machine that was manipulating everyone and me and the whole galaxy.
Maybe I shouldn't have been the scapegoat.
I feel bad about it. Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Before we go on to the character you mentioned, the Emperor, they call him Droge. Is he somebody in the comics?
Who?
The one with the crown. In the planet that kind of gets demolished.
The Skrull one?
The Skrull one, yeah.
Beats me. Pass. Next question.
I think there's some relevance to something.
He probably is the Skrull. The Skrulls had a queen.
Okay, but if
very
if
clearly a queen.
There's an emperor who is an ancestor
an
of
empress.
Hulkling. Doesn't Hulkling have a?
He's half Skrull.
Oh, he's half Skrull, but he's he.
I think he's
like,
half Kree as well, isn't he? I'm looking at the looking at the users. Is he? He's half. Yeah, because that's the whole point. Like
listeners.
in the comics, he's the emperor and he unites the Kree and
so yeah. So I'm thinking if he's the emperor, then he's got to have a descendant who is an emperor or an ancestor who's an emperor as well, or no?
No.
Don't know.
I don't know. Pass.
Fine.
Next question. But it was very much the Skrull Empress because that's who was Spider-Woman in Secret Invasion.
Yes.
But we know that's not happening. Fucking hell.
Also because that character, I'm pretty sure the character whose name was used in Secret Invasion.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So
he may have been like an old 60s character from the Fantastic Four days of the Skrulls, but I don't remember it.
Fine.
Deep cut.
Valkyrie.
Looking fucking hot. A little cameo, so cute. A little bit of fan service because they've been talking about how they wanted their characters to have a little lesbian affair for ages, and it's
okay,
great.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, they were at a lot of cons. They were at cons together, like
what?
Talking about because she's like, now that I'm the king, I think she needs to find her queen, and they've done cons together where. Oh, there's a great line where they, like she says something about lesbians, and then they go to Brie Larson, and she's like, "I don't know how I can top lesbians." And then Valkyrie says, "I'm pretty sure the lesbians would teach you." I'm like, yay! Love
That's hilarious. Have you seen Valkyrie be a bit lesbianic in the? I feel like there's a scene somewhere where she has like
she kisses someone on the hand in Love and Thunder.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's all we got.
Is that it?
Yep.
I felt like there was more. I could be.
We wish it was more.
Misremembering.
I think it's wishful thinking.
Also, is the not that it matters to me, but like, is the actor queer as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Which would have been...
How dare she?
Would have been nice, but it's also, like, not a plot point. It's not...
True.
She's not even really been allowed to be... Because even that was a hug.
What was hug? In the Marvels?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a kiss on the cheek as well.
Okay. That doesn't mean a... You know, it's not... She's not shepherding in representation by giving Brie Larson a hug.
You
know, it's not that pivotal. You know, that's,
well,
that would be my response. But yes...
Okay, if there's fan service, like, that makes sense, because another friend of mine who had seen it on opening night said, enjoy the film. By the way, was there anything about, like, Valkyrie and Captain Marvel being lesbians together? And I was like, what?
Why would they say that before?
Because he's an asshole, but...
What an asshole.
Probably not listening. Also, he likes me about the end credits scene as well. Dan, if you're listening, I blame you.
Dan?
Yes!
God damn it, Dan!
I'll tell you what he lied about after we finish this point about Valkyrie. Yeah, it was great. It was a cameo.
Love it.
It was like...
That's what a cameo should be. This is what Marvel should be. It's like small interconnectedness. It's not
meaningful.
Vital. It's meaningful. It's lovely, but not far-fetched, not stupid, and doesn't override everything. And you're not waiting around for it. It's like, oh, we all live in the same universe.
And
off I'm gone.
And not... What's the word? I can't think of the word. Like when a character shows up and does nothing and there's no point for it being there.
It's just...
Aside from just, hey... Like, Harry Styles in Eternals.
Well, no, he's supposed to be setting up, but we'll talk about the future of the MCU because I don't think Harry Styles is going to get his own film, frankly.
I don't think he will either.
Nope.
So let's talk about end credits. We haven't talked about end credits yet.
Anything else? We don't need to go on about the villain. We've said what we want to say about the villain.
I think that's enough. I want to talk about the villain briefly. Because... Her intentions are to basically, like, save her planet, which on the surface should be really noble. And, like, you want to root for that person. But also she's, like, destroying other planets. Okay, her way of going about it is flawed. But also because we never really see the effect of what she's doing that is bad. We don't have the...
Stakes?
The stakes.
The consequences. Yeah, we don't see what happens to the water planet. They don't save
Not
the
really,
water planet.
Yeah. They don't, yeah.
And we don't see what happens to it. I get it. Yeah. Again, I understand
like,
that.
Sort of like, again, in Love and Thunder, when you, instead of seeing Gore the God Butcher actually butchering all these gods, you just hear about it, so the stakes aren't there. And so I think with this, what they did wrong again with this unforgettable Marvel
show
villain,
don't tell.
Yeah, exactly. Show don't tell.
Yeah.
It's like
I get
it. We don't see her. She's just kind of a bit sultry. She's not menacing. It's not put down of her acting abilities. It's just like her this actor's face, her mannerisms, it just isn't really evil and mean enough. Like, if I, even if you have good intentions, I want you to be like an asshole or kill somebody or something. Something that's a bit sort of obviously awful for me to be like, ooh, boo, you're bad. You know, I want the good guys to sort of.
It's hard though to do that in a light, fun film. You don't want it to be too genocide-y. We don't need, like, oh, actually, I don't like defending Guardians because I don't like Chris Pratt, but the villain in that.
Mm-hmm. You mean the first
fucking
one?
No, the third one.
Oh, the third one, yeah. I was gonna
fucking
say,
hate him. Of course. Because he was hurting animals and they were so cute.
I was going to say that.
But I thought he was actually good.
I don't think that film as a whole is really lighthearted and fun. I was going to suggest.
No, yeah.
I was going to suggest the second one, even though whatever you feel about that film, but like the Kurt Russell.
Oh, his dad.
His dad, yeah. You know, it's kind of a fun thing because you see Drax being a bit more silly and all these fun things happening, but also the villain is also quite evil and quite bad. He has bad intentions. You see that he's all powerful and he has, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, cause they spent the character development with
Star-Lord.
Thank you. Star-Lord and his dad. You know, yeah. That was the emotional crux, whereas.
Yeah.
The emotional crux was these three women. So it was away from the villain. True. So they didn't have that time to do it. I get it.
But okay. That's all. Like, was just... unfortunately, it's still just another forgettable Marvel villain.
The thing is... what do we really want from Marvel anymore? Like, we're so... stories. Critical.
I know.
Of... because they did some of them... so well, now we're shooting ourselves in the foot because we can't just enjoy a film. And because we were so excited about a post-credit scene, a lot of the time I couldn't enjoy the film because I'm just excited for what's the next thing. It's like, just fucking enjoy the film.
Yeah.
It's, we're doing it to ourselves. Like, oh, this is a hilarious film with one of your favorite characters in it. It looks fun. It's cute cats and shit like that.
Yeah.
And there'll always be a bit of you like, I wanted extra 15 minutes with the villain. I wanted this.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Yeah.
No one's doing that for DC films. But...
no, because
we have our expectations down there. I think because I went into this film being like, after Secret Invasion.
After Secret Invasion. And Quantumania. Just give me something.
And I was like, I can't go in with the hopes I had for the first Captain Marvel. I was like, I'm just going to go watch it for Bree's haircut. Yeah. I'm just going to go in and watch it for Bree's haircut. Who cares? And I had a fucking great time.
Yeah.
Because I went in and was like, I just want to watch a film. Honestly, just wanted to watch a comic book film, and I enjoyed it. Whereas if you go in expecting it to revolutionize cinema or change the trajectory of this massive Goliath franchise, it's like, well, it's not going to do everything. It's an hour and 50 minutes film. Chill out.
Yeah.
That's to all of us. I do that too.
It's all of us. I think everybody, for me at any rate, it's like, well, I need to watch films twice because I know, especially Marvel films,
I get it,
the first time I can't help but sort of be a critic. A lot of people do this as well. They critique how it affects the overall story because we're now all invested in this 15-year soap opera that is Marvel Cinematic Universe.
True. But it doesn't help you. It doesn't do you any favors. But then
the second time that I watch a film, I can easily, in my head, get rid of all that because I'm like, I've done it already. I can just enjoy what this particular story is telling me.
I will say, a big thing about making a film my favorite film or something like that, you know, when you do your ranking of your favorite MCU films, a really big, important factor of mine is rewatchability. And things like No Way Home. I haven't watched that again since I saw it once in the cinema.
Yeah.
It's not an easy rewatch. And once you know everything, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
Endgame is not always an easy rewatch because it's 3 fucking hours long. And, you know, it's a big investment. It's not always as easy. And sometimes films that you don't like as much, you like to rewatch. It's easy because it's easier to rewatch.
Yeah, it's because, do you know what I mean? Because you hated it, so you don't remember it because you don't want to remember
it. But not even that. Like, I would watch Civil War a million times more than I would watch Infinity War. Like, Infinity War's got to be my favorite. But it's too much.
Yeah.
And cliffhangers. Yeah, like, but whereas shove Winter Soldier Civil War on any time, brilliant. This film has really high rewatchability.
Yes.
Because
you can
just watch it anytime you want.
It is great. That's a very good point, because I think it is. I would definitely watch this again.
Yes.
I think maybe I should, just to get it out of it.
Well, I think you should, so you can get some perspective on it and just watch it for the fun of it, because this is especially one of those films where you just want to just watch it for the fun.
Because, like I said, in my head, every time it's like, oh, hang on, so the quantum tangle just doesn't really make sense, but okay, fine.
Who cares?
You know, but the first time you watch it, it's like, doesn't make sense. What? And you, you know.
Sometimes, and then you get distracted, and you're like, wait, what did they say? Because you're thinking about something else, yeah. I didn't have that problem with this. It was...
You were
flying
there.
Octopus cats, and it was great.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
But what did that? Where did we start with that tangent? Where did we go? What,
I don't know. Let's carry on because we're. Let's get to the.
The few minor nitpicks we have about this film.
I don't want to do any more nitpicks. We're done. Let's do the post credits.
Oh my god, we haven't talked about the post credits yet. Of course.
Did you see it coming? Did you think it would be that?
This is the thing that Dan, fuck you, Dan, if you're listening. Just kidding. He lied because he said, I said, are there post-credit scenes? Just so I know if I have to stay. And he's like, yes, there's obviously a post-credit,
mid-credit
scene. He said there was like a before-credit scene.
Which is Young Avengers.
Scene.
Yeah, before credits.
But I told him, that's just the end of the movie. That's not a
pre-credit. No, I agree with Dan on this one. It feels like that would have been a mid-credits and... The other one would have been a post credits, but they don't do that anymore. Carry on. What did he say?
And he said there's also an end credits that's not worth it. And I was like, okay, well, there's an end credits.
Because I stayed all the way to the end. I thought I read articles saying, anyway. There isn't one, by the way.
There isn't one. It's just a sound effect of a cat horking up a hairball or a person, maybe.
Oh.
And that's
it.
It's a sound effect. It's not a scene, and he told me there was a scene. That's even though he said it's not worth it, I'm like, you still said it was a scene and it's not a scene.
Let's stay for the scene. Let's stay for the drumming ant. I'll stay for that scene too.
Drumming ant?
Ant in one of Ant-Man's films, right at the end, there's like an ant on the drums, isn't it?
Oh, that was stupid.
Yeah, but I'll stay for it. It's fine.
Yeah, that was stupid and I'll stay for it.
Let's do the pre-credits scene then.
There's no pre-credits. Pre-credits is the definition of
the pre-credits scene. the epilogue, perhaps?
Kate Bishop cameo.
Yeah! Another great cameo.
Yeah, great.
Fucking love Kate Bishop. I'm glad they fucking finally have officially kickstarted that they're assembling the Young Avengers, because I thought they would do that over a year ago.
Yeah.
But now it's official.
Not explicit, but obviously it's... And Kamala Khan wasn't originally part of the Young Avengers, was she?
Not the original one. There was another one with Young Cyclops and Baby Vision as well.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it Young Avengers or something else? But she's been in a young team, and yes, obviously use her.
Because
she's the most famous one.
In the MCU, you mean? Or in the comics? Because we don't have Hulk.
She's more famous. She's more famous than any of. Yeah.
We don't really have a kid Loki.
No, we don't have a kid Loki.
We're not gonna have a young Kang either. Or what's Iron Lad?
Not yet.
Yet.
But no, we don't have to be specifically those. So I'm glad they finally did that. It's been good. She's brilliant. I love Haley. Mm-hmm. We'll have a gay boy in it. That's great.
Perfect. Great.
And then the Iron Patriot guy from Falcon and the Winter Soldier, he was like a little side bit. He'll be good. And then shove in whoever else you want. It's, yeah. Great.
Iron Patriot from Falcon and
the
Winter Soldier.
I don't remember his name.
Not the guy who took the shield.
Maybe. No, so, you know, when he met, like, it doesn't matter. Because I don't remember anyone's name from that show because, it was so boring.
Fine. But the reason that Kate Bishop isn't part of the Thunderbolts crew is because she's not part of this Young Avengers thing. You're thinking of U.S. Agent
No, I'm not. So don't tell me what I'm thinking
of. Well, you said you didn't know
anybody's
name. When
it comes to this, I know fucking U.S. Agent and I know John Walker. So, okay, we're going to go on a tangent then and make up this out. When he goes to meet the old black guy and he tells the big story.
His grandson.
Yes. He is
the Patriot.
But we all know that when we watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, what, 3 fucking years ago, whenever that came out? It's a long way for a payoff. He's probably in his 30s now.
Completely forgot about it, to be honest.
Well, most would, and that's fine. So he could be in it as well.
Yeah. Isaiah Bradley. Young Bradley.
Is it Isaiah?
Isaiah's the older one.
He was so good. Carl Lumley. Oh, that was a great scene. That was the best thing. Anyway. So, yay! Young Avengers. Let's get some cool things in. Haley leading the way. Great fun. Psyched. That'll be good. Comic Book Queers, I just listened to their version. They were suggesting that they're going to be like Thunderbolts. It's going to kind of come together in the Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Because then maybe the... Because Thunderbolts ITC in the comics is... They take the place of the Avengers and the Norman Osborn. So maybe these guys are like, no, fuck you. That'd be cute.
We're going to make our own team.
Yeah, that'd be a cute way to do it. If Yelena and these people are all bad guys being the air quote Avengers, these guys are like, no, you're not, we're the Avengers. That'd be cute. I'd like that. Because then you can have Yelena and Kate again.
Yes, yes, of course. I love that.
Kate the Bishop.
And there's no, like...
I love Yelena so much.
There's a Dark Avengers as well.
I sent it, yeah.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Originally.
That's an interesting lineup, then.
That'd be cute. I don't know. That's just Brett's take on it.
Okay, yeah. I dig it.
That's cute. I like that a lot.
That would make sense. And that would be a good story.
So... Do it. Do it well. And do it soon.
Kevin.
Because they're going to be in their 30s soon.
This was a complaint I had about Marvel generally. I won't go into very much detail because I know it's not the point of this episode. But like...
Kind of is.
About how we'll establish a character and then do something with it. And then fucking Marvel will wait to see... Because it needs to be edited and like polished and CGI, etc. And then we'll have... how it's received by the fans, by the public, before they decide what to do with that character next.
Yeah.
And the gap is like years. And this is like, come on.
Years. Years and years and years and years.
However.
And years. Like they said, oh, Jimmy Woo and Kat Dennings are going to have their own like fun TV show. Because everyone loved them in WandaVision. It's like, that was like 3 fucking years ago. It's like, no one cares anymore. Like, shut up.
There's going to be a balance. Because the opposite end of that balance is when they go directly from like, WandaVision to Multiverse of Madness, where like there's not enough time between them for the fucking writers of the first one to watch the previous one, and it has to be some kind of balance.
That's kind of your whole job, Kevin.
Or coherence with story. Like, just do a coherent story, know what you're doing. Anyway.
They could have read the fucking scripts of WandaVision. They could have had a chat with Jack Shaver and been like, this is her journey, this is where we're planning to finish her at the end of this. But no, they didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit. He just wrote whatever he wanted. Anyway, this is not a Multiverse of Madness episode. Go back to, what is it, episode 2 or 3, where we slag that off. It was so early on.
Early episodes.
So, the mid-credit scene.
Go back to episode... No, you're right, episode 2.
Episode 2 in the Multiverse of Mad Ass.
You remember that? Yeah. One of our more popular episodes, actually.
I think it's had the word ass in it.
Let's get that SEO, baby. Anyway, mid-credit scene. We have an X-Men.
X-Men!
In a different reality. In the X-Mansion, he mentions Charles by name.
Yep.
There's now an X-Men, X-person in the MCU.
Yes, even though it's not the same you.
Universe. I was like, what? Yeah, universe. It's not the universe. Same universe. Different.
It's not.
I don't know.
It's a different reality. It's a different universe.
Losing realm, universe,
we'll talk about
dimension, etc.
So, great. Great choice. Very light touch. It feels very weird that, here's the X-Men.
Yep.
Oh.
We all know what the X-Men is. And this, And like, we all know that it's Kelsey Grammer, who is the best beast.
Yes, Nicholas. Much better than Nicholas. Sorry, Nicholas. You're hot, but no. Kelsey Grammer was... He was good when he had, like, Fox makeup on.
Yes.
Which was awful.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. And this guy was CGI'd, right?
I think so. And I didn't like it.
I think it was weird.
He looked weird.
He's a blue furry guy. He's not going to look normal.
I think his CGI was closer to the 90s cartoon than it was in the X-Men Last Stand.
Do you think they're making it look as much like the X-Men cartoon as possible?
Because of the upcoming cartoon?
Possibly.
I don't know. I don't care.
Because he looks like that. Charles was proper 90s cartoon when he was in Multiverse of Madness.
That's true. Yeah, he had the yellow...
Even had the fucking music going. Autographed. Yeah.
And the music was also like a light motif in the end of Ms. Marvel show as well. Apparently
the music was in this as well. I saw in the credits that there was things from it. I didn't hear it.
X2 and X-Men.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Last Stand.
So, Monica sacrifices herself to close a rift in the multiverse universe thing.
I don't get it. Fine.
Don't worry about it. That felt a little... That did feel...
A bit shoehorned?
Yeah, but quite rushed. It's like, oh, yeah. I knew I'd have to do this. Did you? Okay, oh, bye.
I know the solution. Let me do it right now. Okay, okay.
A little bit rushed. But I liked the optics of Carol flying to her.
Yeah.
And then it closing, and then she's just there in space. And that felt very...
That was good.
That. But as we knew, she woke up in another universe that she was trapped in. She sees her mum.
Yep.
Next to her. Which I think it's great because they literally talk about it in the flashback that you should have been the one on that jet. Because, you know, in the first one, they talk about the fact you took a shortcut, you cheated. She should have... Maria should have got there first. She should have been the pilot. She should have been turned into Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Good point.
And she was dressed in a binary gear.
Which I don't know what that is, but I appreciate it.
Which I didn't see the costume. I didn't notice the neck, whatever thing.
Well,
until
she's got the...
Yeah, I didn't notice. I didn't even think about it. I thought she would be Captain Marvel, but then when she stood up, she was in the binary outfit. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Question.
Yes, Jonathan.
Who's binary?
Binary is the form...
Honest question, I have no idea who that is.
Is the form that Carol took... after Rogue stole her powers.
Right.
So she was Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
In her... with the lightning bolt.
This is Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
With the little lightning bolt that Kamala has.
Yeah,
as Ms.
black,
Marvel.
Yellow on top of black.
But she... in a little swimsuit.
Yeah.
And thigh-high boots and a mask.
Of course.
Super sexy. And then Rogue killed her. You know, as she does. Threw off a bridge. So she had no powers, obviously. Because Rogue has them.
Yeah.
Goes with the X-Men into space, as you do, because she's busy mates with Logan. They used to work together.
Carol?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She used to work with Logan. And she's a pilot. They end up in space. The Brood are experimenting on her, as they're experimenting on all the X-Men.
Okay.
And because there's something different about her DNA, something happens, and powers reactivate, and she turns into binary.
Okay.
She has, like, a flame head.
Is it the same powers?
Way more.
Okay.
Because Ms. Marvel was Rogue's powers. So fly, strong, punchy, invulnerable.
Yeah, okay.
No energy power.
Right.
So when she became binary, she became that. Mm-hmm. So she became this... the power to access the dwarfs, something like that.
Yeah,
she had sun powers, whatever. So beyond incredibly powerful. And that was the outfit. She was, it was binary. And then she went off and joined Space Cowboys.
Is she a mutant?
No. She is half Kree. It's now been retconned that her mum is Kree.
But Carol, or binary?
Carol.
Carol, okay. So in this scene, we've got Maria as binary.
Yes.
Was she
in
the comics?
Maria doesn't exist in the comics. There's no such thing. I mean, there probably is, but it's Monica.
Oh.
Monica is the character.
Right.
She was only written into the films to introduce Monica.
Okay. Okay.
Although I love her. Can't remember her name.
Who? The actor?
Yeah.
Lashana Lynch.
Yes, she's fucking good. She was in Bond. I didn't watch the Bond, but she was in the Warrior.
She's in Bond. That's
the Woman King. Fuck me up. That film is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
So bloody good. I love her.
She's great.
Because if she'd been and got the Captain Marvel powers, she wouldn't have got cancer. So in that world, Carol's probably alive as a human, but because she's got the Captain Marvel powers, Maria wouldn't have gotten cancer and died.
But then also, she doesn't have a kid.
No.
So that's the trade-off, I guess? Why didn't
she became a superpowered superhero and didn't bonk whoever it was that gave her a moniker instead.
Yeah, but she had a kid before Captain Marvel. Oh my...
don't worry about it.
Poking holes in your
don't
theory,
worry about it. Because she said, Mom. She's like, Mom, it didn't happen. It's another universe where there's mutants.
Fine.
So it's a very different place.
How do you feel about the fact that this is how we're going to handle mutants in the MCU?
We're not going to, because they're going to wipe everything out.
What? Am I progressing on
these the... are old X-Men. There is no way that the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Kelsey Grammer.
I mean, I wouldn't be sad if it was, but
I love him in this.
Yeah.
But no, it's not going to be. They have to wipe the slate clean of old Fox X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the universe that does that. Who else is in this universe that's coming out next year?
Deadpool.
Yeah.
And he's going to do something which is going
to
be...
It'll be a farewell to all the Fox X-Men. And this universe is going to be...
Good point.
Because the whole point of Secret Wars is the multiverse is crashing into it. So okay. It was a way for the in the comic books to get rid of all these alternate universes. Oh, the ultimate universe, this universe. They're like, no. The editors were like, let's just have one. So they crashed everything together, took Miles Morales out because he's like, oh, he sells well, and put him in the main universe and got rid of everything else. Mm-hmm. So if that's kind of the storyline they follow, if they do Secret Wars now, that's what this will be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here's the X-Men. Wiped. Gone. They're gone, okay? But here's this sexy new young actor you've never heard of and is really cheap, and he's going to be the new Beast. You know. They can't keep going with oldies.
No, it's just going to be...
It's a little callback, but that I don't think this is not... I really hope it's not. This is not how we get mutants and X-Men in...
In our...
In the MCU universe.
In the MCU 616.
Which is not 616, but anyway. Yeah. But it was fun, exciting. I love that Maria was this binary. Cute callback, relevant. And I love Monica's reaction of being like, ah, shit. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very lighthearted. It was like, oh, fuck, now what do I do? Rather than being, oh my god, my mom's here, she doesn't know me. It's like, no, silly fun.
She's stuck there.
Love it. She won't be for long.
Well, I was just about to say, it's like we're on the same wavelength. I was just about to say, because Carol, they're in the plane with each other, Carol and Kamala, and they're like, we're just going to hang on to it until Monica gets back.
Tell your mom. Yeah, not your mom.
Tell your mom.
Until Monica gets back.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, of course she will. I don't know if she's...
Excuse me, I didn't mean to slip. Hydrating.
Set to be in the cast of Deadpool 3.
Who?
Monica. Because if she's in that universe, she should show up in it, but I don't know if she's been announced.
We don't even know if it's the same universe as the one that Deadpool was in.
Yes, it is.
How do you know?
Because I said so. Because it's Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
There you go.
But you've got...
Says I.
But... Benedict Cumberbatch.
And no!
Same Doctor Strange in more than one universe.
Harry McCoy wasn't there. Yeah. I think that's what it's going to be. I think that's where she is. That's the next film. That's the only film we're getting next year, by the way.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Just Deadpool 3. Which will be fine. I think... I don't care. I can't... I would much rather they take 3 years off and bring in some, like, good fucking films than carry on like this. This chaos of ups and downs and shit films. And you're like, did I like that? And like, oh, we didn't like this Bond because it's women. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Shush. No films for you.
Except for Deadpool.
Except Deadpool.
Who's very
much, which all those assholes will love. They will all love it. It'll be great. Oh, it's getting back to the real things. Like 60-year-old Wolverine showing up. Jesus Christ.
Well, is this his last one again?
Again.
Good old Hugh Jackman.
A little fun thing.
Okay.
Any more notes on the Marvels or the future of the MCU as a whole?
No. Just that we've got What If in December.
Ooh,
now.
Christmas time. Yay. I like that. That'd be cool.
And then there's another TV show in the beginning of the year?
Echo?
Oh, that's what it was. Echo.
It'll be fine, but I don't know. Who gives a shit about Echo? I'm so sorry, Echo. You're lovely, but who gives a shit?
I mean, I will be... I'll watch it with curious interest.
But I'll watch the first 1.5 episodes.
Fine.
To see if it's the fights are worth it. Because it's going to be a violent one. Be fun.
Do you think that's what? Because like, I think Marvel does better when they have when they take shows and concepts like as a contained. Like this one is going to be a fun one. This one's going to be a dark one. This one's going to be a silly. This one's going to be they have like a violent one.
I fucking hope so. What do we think's Daredevil was going to be? Like that's got to be violent. If it's not, it's going to suck.
If it's not, yeah. Well, they fucked it up with Ant-Man as an example because Quantumania was meant to be. Ant-Man is a. The first two were both sort of heisty kind of
silly
things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Different director.
I hate that film so much.
Let's not talk about it anymore. Let's not talk about it anymore. It's fine. We'll see.
You know, who else is apparently rumored to be cast in Deadpool 3?
Every fucking buddy? Everybody?
No. Taylor Swift. One you may not have thought of.
Famke Janssen.
Miss Minutes.
Why?
On that note, stay tuned for our next episode where we talk about the Loki season finale And show, Disney Plus.
The
yes.
Series as a whole, yeah.
Yeah, and then the whole show.
And the future of Disney Plus.
And the future of Disney Plus.
Okay.
But until then, you can get in touch with us.
Oh, yeah.
IncompleteGeeksPodcast@gmail.com if you want to.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or find us on the socials. We're on the TikTok and the Instagram. Our handles there are @IncompleteGeeks. Give us a like our stuff while you're there. Give us a follow.
Yes, both of those things are correct. if you have a moment and would like to follow the podcast or give us a nice little 5-star review, that would really help.
Yes, it does help a lot. Share it with your friends.
Your enemies.
Share it with your enemies.
That bitch from the office, make her listen to this shit.
We talk about good stuff and she will appreciate it.
She will. Damn straight.
Let us know what you'd like to hear from us. Suggestions, comments, concerns, email us at the...
We're not HR. You don't have to do that. It's fine. And I apologize for
love letters.
That's fine. I'm single. I'll take it.
We're still waiting for genitals, but no one sent any yet.
No dick pics?
No dick pics. Or buttholes.
One time.
Okay.
I apologize. I got names wrong. I forgot names. I don't remember everything. I'm not perfect. You know what? Like, we're not complete geeks.
But we are working on it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye then.
Bye. Don't.